Hi, everyone, and welcome back to SNC Adventures Talk It Out podcast. My name is Sydney, and today we have two special guests, Dr. Paul and Dr. Lopez, who are faculty leaders for the J-Term 2024 Global Seminar Strategic Management Seminar in Mexico. Welcome to the podcast. Could you guys please tell us a little bit about yourselves before we start?
Yes, I'm Dr. Joy Paul. I've been with the college since 1998. That means this is my 25th year at the college. And I love it here. I teach strategic management, entrepreneurship, and international business.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alexa Lopez. I'm new. I just started last August here at the college. I'm currently teaching business ethics, so colleague of Dr. Paul. And I was hired actually to start developing the sports management program here at SNC.
Thank you for that introduction. We are excited to let students know more about this wonderful opportunity for J-Term in 2024. So let's get started with some questions. Would one of you please start out by telling everyone about this global seminar you'll be leading? Like, for example, where and when are you going?
We are going to Aguascalientes in Mexico. And the university that will be hosting us is called Universidad Panamericana. And the J-Term piece of the seminar is going to happen from the 5th to the 19th of January.
Yes, and the course is actually a 2+2 course, which works like this. So the St. Norbert College students who will be going on the trip with us actually start the course, which is BUED 485, a section of strategic management seminar. So this is a required course for all business, accounting, and international business students here at the college. So the two credits on campus will begin in the middle of October of the fall 2023 semester. So students at St. Norbert will meet with me for that section for 7 weeks in the fall. During that 7 weeks, you will be placed on teams with students in Mexico at Universidad Panamericana, and you will play the business strategy game with those students. This business strategy game is also part of every single section of this particular course, but you will have the privilege of being on an cross-cultural team competing, which gives a very unique experience that is very enriching to be part of a cross-cultural team at this stage in your career development, I would say. Then in January, those 2 weeks, when we actually travel to that university, you'll also you'll meet up with your teammates and other students there. And I'm here to tell you right now, I'm going to take a little segue here. Alexia and I visited this university in March of this year, and we can attest to the quality of the students there, the quality of the faculty, and their warmth and friendliness. We were so impressed with all of the people we met there. They were tremendous hosts. And just very, very fun and kind and generous. So you'll meet up with your teammates, and then you will give a little presentation on the business strategy game results. But we'll also be put on teams to compete in a case competition. We observed a case competition while we visited back in March too, and they really know what they're doing. It was a very, very fun experience as well. And we'll also be visiting a number of different sites while we're there.
Yeah, I think Joy, Dr. Paul, who touched on very, very important points here. And I think I just wanted to add, when we're talking about how welcome we felt there, I think another thing that we wanted to stress is how safe we felt our entire trip. There were no moments where we felt unsafe, and that's one of the concerns a lot of our students have raised. And it's a very safe part of Mexico, and I think it's worth mentioning that part of the grant that this particular project is part of requires that we stay in safe areas in Mexico. So we're definitely going to ensure that everyone's safe.
And piggybacking on the other comment that Joy made before, thinking about working in multicultural groups, this idea of developing this skill that a lot of our students going to the job market and having to work with people from different countries is an amazing skill they're going to get to develop, and such a great opportunity that SNC is offering students through this global seminar, having to solve case studies, which is very much a strategic cases. So yeah, just another skill set that students who do the quote unquote normal 485 capstone don't really have that experience. And I think Joy can speak more to that too.
All right, yes, I can say that I am currently in this strategic management seminar right now, and I would have loved to take this program if it was available to me, because I do think having people in your groups from different backgrounds and different cultures prepares you for the real world. And again, just to reiterate, I do think that this would be an amazing experience if you have to take this class as your capstone for your major. So enough with that then. So now we can talk about what type of housing accommodations do you think will be available? Do you guys have any thought process on that yet?
So we are going to be staying in a hotel, which is kind of similar to what Joy and I did when we visited, and it was a great experience. And we're going to be staying in a hotel close to the main attractions of the city, which is also very close to campus. So yeah, it's an easy place to get around, and our hosts are going to take care of all that, those logistics. And I think that's also another point that makes us feel very safe. We are working on developing this seminar very much like we're together jointly designing this seminar with the people in Aguascalientes. So it's not something that we are developing not knowing the area, but our colleagues at UPE, which is Universidad Panamericana, they are helping us a lot with those logistics and ensuring that we're safe and that everything has been taken care of. Joy, I don't know if you have anything else too.
Yes. I would just add to that, the inspiration for this program really was a grant that the Director of Study Abroad Programs, Gail Cornelius, wrote and won this funding for this grant. And the objective is to reach out and provide study abroad opportunities to students who maybe wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity to study abroad, and to create an ongoing program with a school in another country that could be offered each and every year. So we hope that this is the inaugural experience. So students would be the first group to do this, and hopefully every single January we can take another group of students down and form a long-lasting relationship with UPE.
I wanted just to add to that, thinking about the grant and being the first, I think being the first doesn't mean that one be ready, because we're putting, like we visited, we are putting a lot of thought on how this program is going to be developed. Joy has so much experience with the capstone and knowing what students should take from this experience. And also from the financial standpoint, thinking that given that it has a grant, it's going to be cheaper for students. The cost of the program itself, it's very reasonable being a study abroad. So it's just such a great opportunity that SNC is offering.
And I'm delighted that it's in Mexico. Mexico is one of the United States' most important trading partners with, you know, what used to be NAFTA and now is the USMCA free trade agreement. The United States does an extraordinary amount of business with Mexico. So for business students to be able to experience Mexico and to and everything that that means in terms of the people of Mexico and the relationship between the countries, I think is a big bonus to this experience.
And I think it's also very nice that, which kind of answers the question to like, how are our students going to interact with the students at UPE? This global seminar is very special in that sense that our students already work with them in teams before even going to Mexico. So really that idea of, you know, when they go to the job market, working with very multicultural teams without perhaps meeting people and having to work around cultural differences and how you're going to make decisions together. And then moving to, like, when we go to Mexico in January, having that immersive experience, which Joy and I had, and we can attest to that. Even the food, we visited the city. Yeah, it was very much an immersive experience. It's not the study abroad program, which is very quote unquote Americanized. It's very Mexican. And I think our hosts at UPEA are very proud and very welcoming in that sense too, that they really want to show us everything that Aguascalientes, because of course Mexico is such a big country and so rich, so especially in that region, what they have to offer. So I think not only from the capstone experience, which is amazing and super valuable, but also thinking about this cultural experience of experiencing this very different culture and such a rich culture. And I don't know, Joy, if you have anything to.
That's such a great point. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, going on, I have another question. I know you guys have been building this itinerary for a long time, and like you said, you guys have visited this city before. So what are some of your favorite spots that the students will have an opportunity to visit on this global seminar that you want to touch on?
Well, we did visit quite a number of sites, and we will be taking students to, if not all of these sites, at least these sites and additional sites. So we visited the Nissan, one of the two Nissan plants that is located there. That was fascinating. We also visited an enormous vegetable processing facility, which I'm still thinking about that. I want to write a case about that. Incredible experience. And that business is called Lo Fuerte, and we'll for sure go there. We also are planning a trip to Jose Cuervo, I believe. we did not visit this place, but experience and study the tequila industry. Tequila, I just learned, is the number one selling spirit now. It's overtaken bourbon now. So just
that was very interesting. Everywhere?
Yes. Oh, in the United States.
Oh,
in the United States. In the
everywhere.
United States. Yeah, everywhere. Okay. I think we may also visit the Daimler plant while we're there. There is a very large bullfighting arena that we might offer as a possibility.
But again, I'll discuss with students.
Yes. Yeah. And soccer, a soccer match, I think is on the plan.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, we've got, did you think of any others that we.
No, I think Joy did a great job of talking about those. And I think I mentioned that in the beginning, we are, you know, we're working with our colleagues from UPE in developing this schedule. And have a very interesting experience. We're very lucky that they have a lot of connections, such as Nissan. And we do have to point out that they speak really good English. So
yes,
even students, yeah. So
yes.
Even students who don't speak Spanish, we had most, like, their English is amazing. Students as well, like the students there. But I speak Spanish. So if anything, like, you're going to have the support you need, you know, like, if every, like, we're never alone. We always had someone from Mexico with us. But I speak Spanish, so like you have that. Joy speaks some Spanish, but overall, everyone that we were in contact with spoke really good Spanish. And I had one more thing I wanted to add, but I kind of forgot. Oh, yeah, I wanted to say that even like what Joy mentioned, like with the soccer match and the bullfight, what I think it's so great about this seminar too, and starting in the fall, is that we're going to meet the students before, and this is going to be a very tailored experience to what you want. So we're going to meet with, you know, the 10 students who want to take part in this global seminar, and we're going to sit together and see what you would like to do, and we're going to talk to our colleagues from UPE. I mean, of course, there's some things that are not non-negotiables, let's say, but for example, the soccer match, is that something students want to do? Or like the bullfighting, is that something we want to do? How can we embed that in the plan?
And in fact, Alexia talked about the food, the fantastic food. You know, all right, one thing you have to wipe out of your mind is Taco Bell. Okay. This is not This is not
That's good to know. This is wonderful food, and they have a big culinary part of the UFE's offerings. It's food and hospitality.
Yeah.
And if students are interested, the chef there, the culinary instructor has offered maybe to do a little a little class on Mexican cooking and so again, if you're interested, we can approach our colleagues at UPE and inquire about that.
Yeah, so I think that's what is really cool about this, right? Like, we meet students before, we kind of like, we're going to become this little group, and we're going to talk a lot about it and see, you know, like, what you think that, you know, maybe you want to do, and then we can kind of work around that. And I think, Joy, another thing, I don't know if you mentioned in the beginning, but even thinking about tailoring this, you mentioned that the class itself, students should not care about Magline right now, right? And like, you're going to talk to them about the timing. I think that's another question I got from students.
Right. Because this course number, even though it is BUAD 485, except that that's not the number that you would register for. You would register for a different number. And I think it's BUAD 490 maybe. But then we would put through a substitution form for you. So that's a little, you know, maybe, I don't know, housekeeping or but it is on people's minds.
Yeah.
So
because you were also talking even like the meeting times, right?
The meeting times right now are Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8:20 to 9:50. But depending on who registers for the course, we can modify those meeting times too so that it accommodates people's schedules.
Because I think that was one of the things students were asking. So
Yeah, so we can see here that this is going to be very tailored to whoever applies, like your experience there. So if something does not work out for you, then it will be tailored to what you need and what will help you most if you do want to apply for this trip and go on it and do that course at school as well. So going off of that, I just learned about just connecting with all the students at the university. And it's also interesting to hear that you'll be also connecting with companies, mostly international companies. Do you have anything else to add on that, or you think that's, we've covered a lot about it?
I think that's pretty good. I think if you have a chance and you're interested, you should check out the Universidad de Panamericana website and look at how beautiful their campus is. It's about the size in terms of numbers of undergraduate students. It's about our size. So
very
small. And people know each other. People are outside. The weather was beautiful when we were there. It'll be beautiful when we go in January. So, it's a very nice place to be, to spend time. It's very comfortable and very safe again.
Yes.
Very safe.
And I think, like, I was even trying to think, like, pros and cons. And I don't know, Joy, you can help me with that. I couldn't really think about any cons. Like,
I couldn't.
But I can, like, I honestly, like, I would be virtually honest if there's one thing. But our trip was amazing. I think students still get the capstone experience in those 7 weeks with Joy, who is an amazing professor, super experienced. Plus, you get those 2 weeks in Mexico, which are going to be work but also going to be fun. We're also probably going to have like a day where we can explore the city. We can again talk about that. We can perhaps go on a hike or like find an activity that, you know, the group would like to do. We of course are going to explore the city. We also did that when we were around there, and it's that I had never been to Mexico before myself, and it wasn't the Mexico that you see on TV. It's not Cancun. It's very much business driven, which perfectly fits the capstone.
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So honestly, I tell my students, I say, well, if I was right now going into my last year here at SNC, I don't see why I would not do this program. Flying into there is easy. There's an airport in Aguascalientes.
Okay.
So super easy. Like we flew to Texas and then took a 2-hour flight to Aguascalientes. And that was a 15-minute drive to the campus. Like I honestly cannot think about any I would totally encourage students to apply, as Joy said. And if you have any questions, either with the class itself or the trip, we're happy to talk with anyone about it too. So
Again, just to reiterate, it is going to be, the goal is 10 people. There could be more, but with those 10 people, like Dr. Lopez was just saying, it's going to be very tailored to your experience, and you can talk about it and you'll become like this little group, like exactly what you were saying, which I find very interesting, because then you will start to know each other, and this will be more, again, I cannot like say this enough, like just tailored to what you need and what you will get out of this class. So my last question is, for any students applying to this program, what would you tell them to convince them to do so? I'm pretty sure you guys just, you convinced me with this. So I would be doing this. Do you have anything else you want to add about the course structure?
I would just say one more thing about the type of students that we interacted with. And I was just so, like I said earlier, I was so impressed with them, their warmth, their intellectual curiosity, their generosity of time and attention. And I just think our students would just love to get to know them and to not only work with them, but just to be with them. Mm-hmm. And this is an opportunity to form relationships that, you know, could last a while, you know, well beyond this trip. I said to some of them after the case competition, we had a little reception afterwards, and I said, oh, we've just had such a wonderful time. And they said, well, what is it about this place that you enjoyed so much? And I said, it's the people. Mm-hmm. And it's always the people, I think, that, you know, it's not the weather, it's not, you know, you could list all these things, but ultimately it's the people. And they, everyone was simply delightful.
Okay.
I agree with Joy. I think she did a good job. I think, I mean, as you can hear in our voices, we're super, super excited about this opportunity. We think it's an incredible program that has been put together. I mean, the study abroad team here at SNC is doing an amazing job. The UPE, the people from UPE are amazing as well. Like, yeah. Plus, you get to travel with Joy and I, which is going to be fun.
There you go.
Yeah. No, we have no doubts. This is going to be an amazing opportunity for students. And yeah, I think Joy just talked about this cultural experience that you're going to get out of it that you don't learn in a classroom here.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah,
so that exposure, yeah. And the people are amazing. Even thinking like, imagine like one day you work for a company and you need to do some business in Mexico, you might have a person to call, you know, like, yeah, like you can, yeah. So we have, you have our full support to apply for the program. And yeah, we're sure we're going to get an amazing group of students to go. So if you have any questions, do not hesitate to come to us.
Okay, a big thank you to both Dr. Paul and Dr. Lopez for being featured on this week's episode. This is just one of the amazing programs we have planned for students this upcoming J-term, so please check out more details at snc.edu/go/globalnights. The applications are now open, and the priority deadline is April 26th, and if you apply by then, you will receive $150 credit towards this program or any program that you choose. Keep a lookout for more episodes. See you next time for more adventures.